Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, Beamer family. This is Lisa Diamond, and I am joined today with my co-hosts, Ian Robb and Greg Peterson. We also have a special guest on today with us, and I'll introduce him in just a minute. We are talking today and the whole month of September on Whatever Wednesday about BOB, Bodies on Beamers. And so if you have been joining in on this challenge and putting as many people on Beamer as you can and you want to share your experience and success, ask questions, or just offer up a tip that you've learned, make sure that you hit one on your phone to get into the queue so that we can get through all of the questions. So, you know, when we first set out to do this challenge in September, Bodies on Beamers, putting more people on Beamer, we did not have any advance notice of an incentive program that is has been launched with Beamer. And there was a quarter four, actually it starts September 1st, so it's retroactive. And to tell us more about that and how we can cash in on that incentive program that is currently going on, that's going to be announced tonight on the national sales call, which is at 9 p.m. Eastern at beamermeetings.com. So you want to make sure that you get on that tonight and learn more about this incentive. But now, you know, we have the opportunity of putting more bodies on Beamers and cashing in on it as well for the end of the year. So I'm going to bring on with us our regional director in the Southeast region, Rick Roundtree, and have him kind of lay out this incentive program and how can we map this out so that we can take full advantage of it. Rick, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thanks for having me. And folks, yes, just like Lisa described, you guys are going to get a little sneak preview right now of this year-end sales promotion. It is formally being called the Sprint to the Finish promotion, Sprint to the Finish promotion. And let me just tell you who it's for. It's for all distributors. Everybody can participate in this. And I'm sure we've probably got some listeners on the line here that probably got enrolled prior to 2020 as a distributor. And if you did, you never got the opportunity to participate in the Pacesetter promotion. Well, folks, here is your opportunity. And then also, folks, who have had the opportunity to participate in Pacesetter and did qualify as Pacesetter, here is your opportunity to qualify again. That's right. Well, just like Lisa mentioned, this year-end sales promotion has already started. It's effective September 1st. That's right. Every sale that was made and every purchase that you personally made from September 1st and will make through December 31st of this year, that's the time period that this promotion runs. So what you want to do is you want to accumulate at least 5,000 personal sales points during that promo period. And if you do so, then you have just qualified for the Sprint to the Finish promotion. Now let's talk about how to roll this thing out. Lisa said, hey, Rick, I want you to tell folks or just share with folks what you would do. This is what I would do. This is my personal game plan. I'm going to assume that nobody on my team and nobody – I would encourage you to assume nobody on your team is listening to Blog Talk right now. Assume that nobody's going to be on our national call tonight. Assume that nobody's reading any emails or whatever from their respective team managers or regional directors. And it's your responsibility to get the word out. So with that, I would just start with your personally enrolled distributors and make sure – I would text them, call them, have a conversation with them, meet them for coffee, whatever, but have a conversation with them. Let them be aware of this exciting year-end promotion. And then I would notify everybody on your team. Make sure – this way you're leveraging yourself. Instead of focusing on the – achieving this the goal right now for yourself, leverage yourself. Make sure your team members are out there working this, and make sure they have plenty of time to participate. And also, if you have had the opportunity to build a team, you've probably got some what we call silent distributors that you have not heard from, maybe haven't participated in a while. This is your opportunity to pick up the phone, text them, and say, hey, listen, I've got something exciting to share, and have a conversation with them. Because these type promotions, these are just the kind of things that can ignite somebody's attention and get somebody recommitted to Beamer. So I would encourage you to reach down in your organization and use this opportunity to have a conversation with those silent distributors. And then once you've notified everybody on your team, and let's say it takes a few days to get that done, now focus your attention on mentioning to your prospects about Beamer. Let's double up our efforts on prospecting. And then once you've got a good number of prospects in, let's just call it your funnel, and let's just say that they now become a distributor, now it's your opportunity to dive in and help them, because there's two facets to this promotion. Now, let's talk about facet one and facet two and what you receive. Facet one, what do you receive when you qualify? When you qualify for this Sprint to the Finish promotion, in addition to the lucrative commissions that Beamer pays all of us, Beamer is going to pay us an extra $1,000. Again, once we've accumulated at least 5,000 personal sales points during this time frame, that's assuming you get the $1,000, assuming that at least two of the distributors that you signed up, or two of the sales that you made, rather, to accumulate those 5,000 points were also IBDJs, Independent Beamer Distributor Juniors. So assuming that you've got at least two juniors that helped you get to those 5,000 points, then you get the $1,000. Now, if you did not have at least two juniors during your accumulation of those points, then you're going to get a $750 bonus. So, again, it's an extra cash bonus. In addition to that, and I think some people are more excited about the next thing I'm getting ready to mention as opposed to the cash, is you're going to get these beautiful orange sporty Beamer shoes. By the way, folks, you cannot buy these shoes, and they can only be achieved. Now, if you have already earned the Pacesetter status and you received these shoes in the past, then you don't get the shoes. You only get the shoes one time. But most people have not received these shoes, so this is your opportunity to earn these shoes as well. And obviously, by earning this title, you're going to get recognized at our next national convention. So, again, that's facet one, how you qualify. But here's another little twist I really think is so powerful and interesting, because if you qualify for Pacesetter during this period of time, again, September 1st through December 31st, 2021, if you personally qualify, then every person that you personally enroll and help them qualify, you're going to get 50% of of the bonus that they receive. Now, they're going to get the whole bonus, but let's say they got $1,000. Then you're going to get $500 extra bonus. So let's kind of paint a little picture here. Let's say that you go out and personally enroll 10 people over the next 4 months, and you help them. Let's just say you pour into them, and you help all of them achieve this promotion. And let's assume all of them have at least two IBDJs to qualify. Well, that's $500 extra commission times those 10 people. That's 10 grand. I mean, excuse me, 5 grand. 10 people times $500, 5 grand, plus the extra $1,000 that you're going to receive because you earned it, plus the shoes, plus the recognition. So it's just plus all of the other folks that are on your team that are striving to achieve this. They're making more sales, and you're just the normal lucrative commission plan that Beamer has that's offered to all of us. That's just going to generate more sales results for you and your team. So super excited about this year-end sales promotion. Hope you are too, folks. Let's get the word out. Get as many people on your team on the call tonight so that they can hear it from the national leadership. And if not, do your due diligence and make sure all your folks know about this. And let's all get busy. Back to you, Lisa.
Rick, thanks for explaining that, and it is really exciting. And again, I want to make sure that everyone understands that, you know, whatever you've done in the last 15 days is also is part of the qualification. So some of you may be halfway there already. Some of you may have done it already, and now it's just getting the team involved. Rick, I have a question regarding the shoes. So in 2020, I made Pace Setter when they first ran the promotion, and I got the jacket. Am I still eligible for the shoes?
Yes, you are. If you got the jacket, you got the jacket, but you did not get the shoes. And now Pace Setter includes shoes. So if you have not received the shoes in the past, yes. And you're going to love these shoes. They're lightweight. They're so comfortable. Tell you what, I've gotten so much attention wearing my shoes. People ask you, where do you get those? I said, well, you can't buy them. You can only achieve it. Let me tell you how I got mine. And it's really a conversation starter. But, yes, the short answer, yes, you may receive your shoes, Lisa.
Okay, great. That's what I'm going for. It'll match my orange Jeep.
I love it.
Awesome. All right, Rick, if anybody has any – go ahead, Greg.
Yep. Yeah, I've got a couple questions to help clarify that I know some of my team has brought to the forefront. We know that this promotion goes till December 31st. Now, is this going to be like a senior in 60 type of thing, or is it that if we make 4 sales, 5,000 points up to December 31st, or is it just the remaining month of September, then October and November?
That's a great question, Greg, and this is my understanding. My understanding is this promotion ends December 31st, so we got to get all the sales in before then. However, the Senior in 60 program, you can actually have somebody join on December 31st, and they still have the next two following full calendar months for them to receive their Senior in 60 promotion, which is similar but not the Sprint to the Finish promotion. So I'm going to make the assumption that all of us need to focus and get all this accomplished before the end of by December 31st for the Sprint to the Finish promotion.
And the other question we had is, let's say I signed up somebody prior to September 31st or before September 1st, and they've already started on working towards their Senior in 60. When they reach that, will that go into the promotion bonus for me if I make the Pace Setter, then when they make it, will that count, or is it where they have to start their process on September 1st?
I got it, Greg. That is a great question. In fact, that's already occurred. And there was a lady that I found out about yesterday. She actually started in late July, and she made her senior she qualified for the senior and 60 or the pay setter promotion on September 3rd. She got her last sale to qualify for the senior and 60 on September 3rd. So she has already qualified. The fact that it ended in September 3rd, she's already qualified for this promotion. As far as the second facet that I mentioned. So in other words, her mentor, as long as her mentor achieves this sprint to the finish promotion, they will get 50% of her bonus.
Got it.
She'll get the full. Awesome. She'll get the full bonus, but they'll get 50% of it in addition to that.
Right. Now that's awesome. This is a huge program for everybody to get out there, get involved, have that incentive going. And like Lisa was sharing, and Ian here with what we call Bob, Bodies on Beamer, get out there, get people on, give them sessions, and you'll see the magic happen. The numbers will just automatically start happening. It's just getting into that rhythm.
Rick, I'm going to add a little bonus to this too, besides the team building 50% bonus, sharing bonus that we're having. And just to answer your question here, Greg, I'm looking at a slide that we had in our managers meeting, and it's from September 1st to December 31st, 21. So, Rick, you're right on cue with that. You're good there. But on another note, anyone that's on the fence in regards to this, I think this is a great period of time to do the lease to own. You got 4 months. Start them up. You got 2 months out of that 4 months to get them going, and you could easily accomplish this if you get everybody that's on the fence to start doing the lease to own, and I'm sure you could turn those into sales. What do you think about that,
Rick? I love that idea, Ian. That's, you're right on. That's a great strategy, and just make a note though, folks, that if the lease to own is initiated in like late November, early December, make sure they close out that lease to own opportunity. In other words, make sure they pay for that lease to own, make their final payment before December 31st. But yes, Ian, that's a great comment.
So it's a good time to start it now in September. We got 4 months. We should obviously close all those people. I think we have a great track record for that, for the lease to own. And sometimes you get those people that are not now, I can't afford it, but you get them using the Beamer. Those Bodies on Beamer, BOD, and I'm going to tell you, they're going to have a hard time stepping away from not keeping the Beamer.
Definitely. Great points that you brought up there, Ian.
Hey, Rick, I have
one quick question for
clarify.
You, Rick. Just real quickly, this is a personal question, Rick. Do these shoes come in size 14? Because I'm a little bit bigger than the average man, so do you know what's the scoop?
That is not going to be a problem, Ian. 14, 15, 16, whatever size you're going to need, we can accommodate.
Good, because I weeble and I wobble, but I don't fall down. So, good. All right. So, Lisa, you said you had a question?
I do. So, Rick, a clarifying question for, I'm going to talk in the first person, use myself as an example. I need to get 5,000 points. Right, I need to make four sales. In order to get the full $1,000 bonus, two of those sales would have to be two IBDJs enrolled.
Control
button, correct?
That's correct, Lisa.
Okay, so it's not just sales, but we're also trying to build the team too. So, and does that work for everybody, right? I mean, if I've got somebody on my first line and I'm like, you know, come on, let's go, let's sprint to the finish, and, you know, four sales and let's get two of them to IBDJ. Like, so if they only had four customer sales, their incentive would be 750, and as their mentor, I would get half of that 750.
You're exactly right.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. Also, if anybody have any questions for Rick, he's a busy, busy man, and I'm not going to keep him on for the full 45 minutes. So if there are any questions whatsoever, hit 1 on your phone now. And other than that, if we don't have any questions for you, Rick, I will live up to my promise and let you go early. And Ian and Greg will have to carry on with the show.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. I'll tell you what, let me just put a plug in that please encourage everybody on your team to get to the North American sales call tonight. We do the North American, the monthly sales call, on the third Wednesday of every month, and that happens to be tonight. It's 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The link there is BeamerMeetings.com, BeamerMeetings.com. So encourage everybody on your team to go there. They'll get all the latest announcements. We'll be talking about this promotion again tonight, making sure everybody's up to date. This is a great way to get your team to communicate all the information to your team. And then in addition to that, Lisa, if you don't mind, I just want to share with the folks that we're going to do a watch party tomorrow night. And this is another opportunity for you to expose your team, expose your prospects to the Beamer presentation. And this is going to be kind of special. I bet we're going to have maybe 20, 30, 40, who knows, little bitty watch parties. And you, if you've got your camera, even if you're at your house with one prospect or maybe at your house with some of your team members, turn on your camera, join the watch party. The link there is going to be mywatchparty.net, mywatchparty.net. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. That's Thursday night, 7 p.m. And let me just kind of walk through the process. We're going to open up the call and kind of go around the different watch parties. And let's say, hey, I'm going to say Jacksonville, and Belinda is going to be has this watch party, so we'll identify the folks. And then we're going to share about a 12-minute loop of various testimonials. We'll start an abbreviated presentation about 7:30. By the way, Casey Conrad, regional director up in the Northeast, she and I will team up for this watch party. And then we'll probably be, that's presentation will start about 7:30. We'll probably have that concluded by about 10 till 8. So this is an opportunity for you to do some Beamer sessions for your prospects before the watch party begins or after the watch party concludes, and let Casey and I do the work for you. All you got to do is turn your camera on, invite some people to your sofa, and have fun, and do some Beamer sessions right there in your own home. So, Lisa, I just wanted to mention that opportunity to introduce some more folks to Beamer tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you. I was going to ask you to talk about that as well, because it again, is just another opportunity to put bodies on Beamer and let, like you said, you and Casey do the heavy lifting and do the presentation, but also to just hear all of the other testimonials that, you know, we as independent distributors can't do third-party testimonials, but you know, now they can watch this loop of testimonials. And I think we all know that putting bodies on Beamers and hearing people's personal stories is what leads to most of the success in Beamer as a distributor. So I'm going to give everybody one last opportunity. If you have a question for Rick Roundtree, regional director of the Southeast region, hit 1 on your phone now.
While we're waiting on the questions to come in, I just wanted to mention, just on behalf of all the distributors, thank you, Lisa Diamond and Greg Peterson and Ian Robb and all the other amazing Blog Talk Radio hosts. Folks, Blog Talk Radio host is not a paid position. These folks raise their hand, dedicate so many hours each week into hosting these calls. So, Lisa, Greg, Ian, just thank you so much for your dedication, your hard work, your extra effort, to get this communication out on a daily basis to all the distributors. We're so blessed to have you you all, and we appreciate your efforts so very, very much.
Thank you, Rick. It is definitely it's a labor of love, that's for sure. We do have a caller on the line, area code 386-238, 386-238. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, it's Wanda in Daytona Beach. Excuse me. I just want to confirm that it's 1250 points per sale of the 4990. Is that correct?
Lisa, would you would probably know that better than I would.
Well, you know, I used to know it right off the top of my head, but now with all the different price points. I am going to pull it up here. I have it right here in front of me.
Wanda, I do believe that the home unit with the GoPack, I believe that is 1,500 sales points.
Okay.
I do know that the equine unit is 1,350 sales points.
Okay.
Lisa mentioned, I do know that four sales, regardless of what they are, whether they're the GoPack, home pack, I mean, home edition with the GoPack, equine unit, doesn't matter. If you make four sales, you will qualify for this.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that. And it'll probably be mentioned tonight in the national call.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Well, the main thing you want to focus on is four sales. Four sales.
Amen.
And hopefully two of those are IBDJs.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Thank you, Wanda.
All right, thank you. I appreciate everything.
That's great. And another thing, too, that we overlook is Rick was able to bring in iDecide. Do you want to give us an update of all the new things that are coming out with iDecide, how it's updated, how they have educational meetings now to help educate people towards that, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. That is, Lisa and I in the Southeast region, we have what we call a region call on the second and fourth Mondays of every month, and we interview somebody in the Southeast region that's kind of moving and shaking and doing some special things. And just about every interview, the top leaders are commenting that one of their primary go-to tools is the iDecide tool. So iDecide is just a phenomenal professional interactive sales presentation, and you can simply text it to somebody, you can email it to somebody. They actually have an app now that makes it even more simple. They've gone over backwards. The iDecide people have gone over backwards. They're actually conducting two training sessions every single month now, the second and fourth Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. Second and fourth Wednesday of month, every month. You can go to iDecideMeetings.com and participate in their trainings. Their trainings are live. They're interactive. And if you have not subscribed to iDecide, you can go to The Beamer Edge. That's T-H-E, Beamer Edge, E-D-G-E, TheBeamerEdge.com. You can get all the information there. You can subscribe. And I just can't say enough positive things about this tool. Now, obviously now we've got several price points. So in the presentation, when it gets to the price, when it gets to the price there, it says you can invest in a Beamer for as low as $4,850. So it doesn't go into all the details of the additions and the packs, but it just makes that bold statement that you can have a Beamer for as low as $4,850, which is the price of the Go edition. And then it'd be your opportunity to educate them on the home edition, the Go pack, blah, 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 whatever. But it's up to date. It's powerful. We're actually, hopefully by the end of the year, we're going to be coming out with the next version, which is going to be a little shorter version But the Itaside people, along with the marketing department, really have done a fantastic job of rolling this thing, this tool out. They continue to tweak it, continue to make it better. And this new app, the Itaside app, is really takes it to another level in addition to this training. So, yeah, thanks for that, Greg, and always a pleasure to tell folks about that.
Yeah, and I know that also we did have a system where if you went to an academy, you had like 7 days following an academy that you could sign up for that for free. Is that still the case?
Well, that's a good point, Greg. It's not for free, but if you attend an academy, the 7 days following the academy, instead of paying $149 a year, which is still an incredible value for the Itaside service, but instead of paying $149 a year, if you make a commitment to get this Itaside service within 7 days of attending the academy, you could get it for $149 for your life. And a one-time payment of $149, and you get Itaside service for a lifetime. So it's an incredible package. At $149 a year, it's an unbelievable package for $149 for your lifetime.
And that is a huge incentive, too, when we are onboarding new distributors, meaning training them how to become a distributor, the importance of getting somebody into the e-learning, getting them into an academy, and then following that up right away and letting them know about the special with iDecide. It's a trifecta all the way through. You've got a hat trick going there that is going to allow people to be superstars out in the field.
Absolutely. Any more questions, Lisa?
I do have a couple more, Rick, if you can hang on. Area code 515-205. Area code 515-205. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hey there, guys. Steve G from Iowa. I had a couple of questions on, you know, whether it be a distributor or clients. And we make an investment in our health and an investment out of our pockets, basically, of purchasing a Beamer. I was wondering if there was any shed any light on any preventive maintenance things that we can do or we should be doing to create a longevity in our unit and, of course, having less warranty issues if be the case.
Okay, who wants to take that?
I will. That's a fabulous question, and Lisa and I both know that we've been talking to corporate. Just so you know, guys, we mentioned that Drew from Beamer from Product Support was going to try and join us this week. We are actually working on that to try and get him or someone from there to talk to us about maintenance-wise and kind of help our Beamer sets to have longevity. I mean, my mom has had one for over 18 years and not had one problem with it. So our goal is to know how to do the tricks of the trade, try and take care of it and help out with maintenance and troubleshoot any type of questions. So that will be less calls coming into product support. That is our goal. And so we are working that on out with corporate right now with a list. Lisa and I have been talking to Albert about that and with Chris Veronis, and we'll soon have that. And so bear with us, but we would like to answer those questions on how to take care of your units, some tricks of the trade, some things that we could do, preventative stuff on our side, and answer those questions so we don't always have to call product support for help or have any issues dealing with warranties issues and take care of it. So I hope that answers your question. We don't, not specifically, but we are working on that, and we'll let you know. Just listen hopefully here the next couple of weeks, and we'll be able to answer that questions for you. You'll be able to call and ask questions hopefully as well. Any issues and issues you might have with your horse set and your human sets.
Go
ahead.
I was going to add to that. That was great, Ian. Just add to that, like Ian's mom, I've had my unit for a little over 6 years. I've had zero issues with it. The Beamer is built to last. It does not require any preventive maintenance. But also, I encourage everybody to take care of your Beamers. I actually keep my personal Beamer in my nightstand. I've got a nightstand with four drawers. I have one drawer with the B-Box in it. And so, in other words, it doesn't get moved very often. It's just in a real secure place. When I take my other Beamers out to show them or do demos, I make sure that I take them in a padded backpack, preferably the Go backpack, and I make sure I'm punching all the controls in. So I just take really good care of the equipment. And I think if you take really good care of it, just like I take really good care of my laptop, protect it. I want to make sure that I'm the one that's going to be using it, nobody else. But I also welcome other people to do the demos on my equipment. But I want to punch all the controls. And so in other words, just take really good care of it. Don't have any liquids nearby. Make sure it's on a secure stand, whatever. And if you do so, I'm very, very confident that it will last a very, very long time. I personally know people that are in their third decade with their first Beamer. But also, too, in the unlikely event that there is a warranty issue or is there an issue, I tell you what, our folks at corporate and the product support people, our product support department, rather, they are fantastic. They bend over backwards to help people. So I'm thankful for the support we have in the unlikely event that there is an issue. But I just encourage people to take care of their equipment.
Well, I'll add to that I have not really had a lot of issues. I did have one issue with the B-Sit, and I will say the exact same thing, Rick. Hats off to that service area and how they handle it so quickly. That, in my opinion, when you start talking to people about making an investment, but you're also making an investment, you have a good service area that's going to take care of things on a timely basis. You can toot your horn about it all day long, and I do. So anyway, thanks for your response. I appreciate it.
For calling in, Steve. All right, I have one more caller, 407-421, 407-421. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. This is Denise Casciagnano from Orlando, Florida. And Rick, could I just ask you to please repeat the link to the iDecide training on Wednesday nights, on the second and fourth Wednesday night?
Absolutely. It's at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on the second and fourth Wednesday, and the link there is iDecideMeetings.com. And iDecide is spelled I-D-E-C-I-D-E Meetings.com. iDecideMeetings.com. is the training that the iDecide folks do for us on the second and fourth Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, every month.
Great. Thank you so very much. I do appreciate it.
So welcome.
Hey, Rick, really quick on that, too. Are those recorded at all?
They are recorded, but they're not posted anywhere, Greg. But no, they're not. They're not sent out. They do it for training, for their own personal training, to make sure they're improving.
Got it.
All right. Well, Rick, I'm going to let you go. It's longer than I said it would be, but I appreciate your time and your knowledge, and thanks for explaining in advance of tonight's sales meeting. And everyone can say they hopefully didn't necessarily hear it here first. Hopefully their team managers have been in touch with them as well. But thank you very much, Rick, and we'll see you tonight on the National Sales Call and tomorrow your watch party, which is very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate you having me today.
Awesome. All right. We have about 5 minutes left of the show today. If you have any questions, you want to share any of your success of putting bodies on Beamers, hit one on your phone. I did pull up the U.S. price list points and commissions sheet that's in the back office in the distributor library. Since it was one of the questions, I'm just going to, if you got pen and paper, you want to write these down. A Go Edition is 1,385 points. A Home Edition is 1,500 points. A Go Pack is 75 points. A Home Pack is 190 points. And an Office Pack is 160 points. And then the Beamer Horse Set is 1,350 points. Hope that answers the question that we had earlier. And Ian, you have anything to add?
No, I thought that was great getting Rick on and giving us a preview of tonight's call and a sneak peek. And definitely I would send this out to all my IBDs so they could listen to this too as you try and reach out to them so they can learn a little bit more from Rick and try to get them on the call for tonight.
Awesome. So I'm just going to recap kind of the sprint to the finish incentive. It runs from September 1st to December 31st, so you have 4 full months, and you want to accumulate 5,000 points. Two of your sales in order to get the full $1,000 bonus should be enrollees as juniors. And in addition, you can make an additional incentive off of your personally enrolled distributors if they also achieve 5,000 points. You get 50% of whatever their incentive bonus is. And then just some of the strategies, you know, Rick is really good about strategy and, you know, his suggestion of, you know, literally spend the next day or two contacting all of your personally enrolled distributors, explaining the incentive to them, how can you help them achieve theirs, and then throughout your whole downline. And then start to focus on your own personal sales and achieving it for yourself as well, because if you have people in your downline that achieve it or your personally enrolled that achieve it and you don't, you do not get the incentive bonus. You do not get half of theirs. You have to achieve that for yourself as well. Ian, your strategy is great on the lease to own. I hadn't even thought of that. So that is a great strategy. Get people into that program for the next couple of months and have them, you know, close out their sale before December 31st. And, you know, that's a great way to get people in the pipeline. And we have a couple of more minutes, so if you have any questions, now is the time to hit one. And I'll just go around the room here. Greg, any last parting words?
I just think that this was an amazing show. What you guys are doing by bringing in guests and interviewing them and allowing us to be able to have that one-on-one interaction to get the fine-tuned questions and answers is extremely important because it comes down to communication, and that's what's going to allow us all to be much better distributors out there and be able to share the Beamer in the most positive way. So thanks so much for what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for being part of this. We appreciate it. And, you know, it is one of the things that I have always loved about Beamer is that, you know, we're all independent distributors, but, you know, everybody's willing to help out when they can, whether it's, you know, obviously coming on here and sharing success and tips and all of that, or, you know, doing three-way calls for people that, you know, aren't even on your team. It's, you know, the Beamer family is really amazing that way, and it is a company of heart. So, Ian, I'm going to let you close out the show. Last 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah. No, I really think that this Blog Talk show and what you guys do, Greg and Lisa and Rick, you guys are the heart of the company. I mean, we talk about the heart and what makes this company thrive, and it's us IBDs helping each other out and making it work. So, guys, reach out to your team, especially the ones that aren't doing very well. Get them on the lease to own. Get them on the Paysetter thing. And let's rock and finish this Paysetter end of the year special.
Awesome. All right, everybody, go out, put bodies on Beamers, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Have a great day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.